Now, he says that the Lord is coming down in judgment. Will you listen to verse 3? For behold, the Lord cometh forth out of his place, and will come down and tread upon the high places of the earth. Now, this little book has been, I think, misrepresented when it's said that it's just a book of judgment. That is absolutely inaccurate, because there is more than judgment here. There is a tenderness and a sweetness in this book that reveals how wonderful our God is. He is the one who pardoneth iniquity. He is the one that can forgive. And his forgiveness is so different than our forgiveness. We forgive if we feel like it, and we forgive without any payment being made many times. But do you know that God never forgives until the payment has been made? Never. You see, the reason he can forgive your sin and mine is because the penalty has already been paid. That's the basis of God's forgiveness. He just doesn't arbitrarily forgive. He's a holy God. And as a holy God, he forgives on the basis of his tenderness and his love in giving his son to die for us. Now, you just couldn't have a more wonderful view of God than you have in this little book. Now, remember, this is Old Testament. Remember, this is what the critic says is a God of the Old Testament is brutal and cruel. And the God of the Old Testament's not a God of mercy. And it's all judgment. Well, there's a lot of judgment here at first. And there's a lot of judgment, may I say, in the New Testament. In fact, more in the New Testament than the Old. Actually, the Old Testament doesn't develop the doctrine of hell. You've got to get to the New Testament for that. And do you know who developed it? The Lord Jesus, the gentle Jesus, did that. So if you want to follow his teachings, Mr. Liberal, then you believe in hell. You'd have to. That is, unless you don't follow his teaching. Now, this language is absolutely beautiful, although it's frightful in many ways, that God is coming down now in judgment, and he's going to tread upon the high places of the earth. Now, these high places, Samaria was built on a mountain, so was Jerusalem. And here was the place where they put up idols, found idols in many places in that day, and always upon a high place, upon a mountain top. That was the place for idolatry. Now, God is going to come down, and he's going to tread upon the high places of the earth, the places where there was idolatry. And here's where the cities were built also. The Lord Jesus mentioned a city that is set upon a hill cannot be hid. And that city has a tremendous influence upon the area that is around it. The influence of cities has always been great. And also, when it is the seat of government, it has a tremendous influence upon the area, and sometimes actually upon the world. That has been true of many great cities of the past and cities today. And they are also the center of great sin, by the way. And it's the reason that God is going to judge. Now you'll notice he says here, and the mountains shall be melted under him, and the valleys shall be cleft like wax before the fire, and like the waters that are poured down a steep place. Now, this definitely is a picture of earthquakes, and you will find that running through the scripture. I don't want to take time for this, but you could find in many places in the scripture where this is a picture, actually, of earthquakes. And I'm going to turn to only one reference, and it's in the book of Psalms. This figure of speech runs through the Word of God, beginning with the 5th chapter of Judges, verse 4, and it continues all the way through to Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 5. Isaiah uses the figure of speech, and many of the Psalms, but I'm turning to Psalm 18 now and begin reading at verse 7. Now listen to this language. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed down the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. Now, what we have here is a picture of an earthquake, volcano, and it raises the question today about nature, about whether nature's blind, or as the advertisement has had it, you ought not to fool Mother Nature. Well, may I say to you, Mother Nature just doesn't happen to exist at all, except on a TV screen. It's God today that controls nature. And earthquakes and volcanoes and all of the weather is controlled by God. And God uses earthquakes as judgment. I'm not sure, but what Southern California, of course, we're defying God today in more ways than one. We're putting up these big, tall buildings. When I came out here, I think a 13-story building was the limit. We've got them now up past 60 stories. And they're coming down one of these days. I believe that God judges, and that he judges nations. He judges peoples. And these are warnings. I always felt that the dust storms that came during the Depression came, and then there was the Dust Bowl. And out of that area, literally thousands of people took flight. And America didn't listen to God then. The Depression, I'm confident, was a judgment of God. The Dust Bowl was. Nobody heard him. Nobody listened to him. And then we entered World War II. And we haven't recovered from that yet. The thing is that God is still moving in the affairs of the world, and God still judges, and he comes down. And this is highly figurative, but it is a tremendous, accurate, exact, and literal picture of what takes place. Now, will you notice, he says here, why this is happening, why volcanoes and all that sort of thing. When you go to Turkey today, especially along the coast there, the west coast, and you see all those great cities like Ephesus and like Pergamum that at one time were the very heart blood of the Roman Empire, great cities. Why are they today lying in ruins, and why is it that there's no great population there actually? And small towns are about the only thing that you have. Well, somebody says it's earthquake territory. You are right. And it's interesting that man always flocks to earthquake territory. That's true here in California. We got them out here now by the millions. We're ready for one, let me tell you. And that was true in the Roman Empire. The great population of the Roman Empire was in what is today modern Turkey. But what happened to them? And what happened to those cities? Well, a historian tells us today, earthquakes destroyed those cities and caused the people to flee. Judgment of God, if you please. And God makes it very clear he judged the Roman Empire.